Christmas time has come and gone, but it's a exciting and a happy time for all of us, particularly when we were kids and we could get our gifts and open them up and get excited about them. And I think anyone is happy to receive a gift when it's presented to you and given to you. If it's a good gift, then how wonderful it is as you tear off the paper and the ribbon and go looking for what is on the inside that you hope is exciting. In James 1:17, I want to read today, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning." And so when you think about gifts, and you think about giving, and you think about loved ones, and how they show their love with their gifts, then we're reminded of in the Bible how that the wise man brought gifts to Jesus at his birth. Mankind has celebrated Christmas with gifts. Some are very costly and others valuable, for they have made, are not so valuable, I guess I should say, for they are made by little hands of our children, and yet even they are precious. I've often heard people say that it is not the gift but the thought that matters. Much of today's Christmas celebration, now past, is lost in commercialism. We're told to use Happy Holidays and not Merry Christmas. Millions of dollars are spent as reason for the season is forgotten. Meanwhile, they miss receiving the greatest gift ever given. God's gift tops them all, and I hope you have received the best. If not, then I want you to think and listen to me a moment as I carefully bring you a brief message and talk about God's greatest gift. I want to consider six things about God's greatest gift. First of all, who is this gift? I'm reading from John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." It was 2,000 years ago that the angels sang, "And the shepherds journeyed to see, and the wise men came to worship. And when Mary gave birth, it was a little babe which they laid in a manger, for there was no room for them in the inn." Here begins the glorious news. Jesus was not just a newborn baby, but Jesus was the Son of God. How wonderful! God sent his Son to meet the needs of every man on earth, even you and me. The second fact about this gift is why it was given. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, "For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." You know, most babies are born to live, but Jesus, the Son of God, was born to die. There are many verses in the Bible which show our condition without Christ. Every human on earth is born under the curse of sin, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, Romans 3:23. The first part of Romans 6:23 warns the wages or the pay for sin is death. God in his great love sent his Son as a substitute or atonement for mankind's sin. Old Testament faith was conditioned on the sacrifice of animals as they were slaughtered and their blood shed. But all of these spoke of a day when God would set forth a far better plan, and that his own Son would die on the cross and his blood would be shed. For Hebrews 9:22, "Without the shedding of blood is no remission of sins." Lambs now no longer need to be sacrificed, for the Lamb of God came to take our place. No amount of works or religious pursuits can ever forgive sin. This brings us to the third point of the great God-given gift, and that is the result of this wonderful gift. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord, Romans 6:23. The verse begins with a warning but ends with a great promise. The Creator of the universe holds out this great gift to all who will receive his Son. Our temporal life is but a beginning, and eternal life is offered to all as a result of Jesus' death. We do not have to fear death and judgment and separation for an eternity in hell. Trust in Jesus Christ removes all that and offers us a home in heaven. I read from the Word today, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. That's in the Bible, John 14, the first three verses, 1 through 3. You know, believers are promised a home in heaven for all eternity. What a wonderful result is ours when we claim Christ as our Savior. I want you to consider next the fourth thought of this brief message, how the gift was given. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Oh, in our place, he gave his Son to pay for our sin. Much great love by God goes beyond words. His most precious possession he gave with great longing of his eternal heart. His own Son would be the final sacrificial lamb ever needing to be offered for sin. Pause a moment, my friend, and think of the horrors of the cross. Not only the abuses, but the separation from his own Father, in which he cried, "Why hast thou left me to die alone?" And now he pleads for man not to turn his back on such sacrifice. Ezekiel cried out in the Old Testament, "Why will ye die?" And testified, "For I have no pleasure in the death of him that dieth, saith the Lord God. Wherefore turn themselves to life." Ezekiel 18, 31 and 32. Have you turned to a loving Father who reaches out to receive you? You know, he loved you, my friend, beyond human comprehension, and he paid the price for your eternal redemption. We cannot begin to imagine the love that caused God to offer such a gift. Well, just be sure you've received it, won't you? And next, I want to talk about when the gift is given. If you've not done so, then there's no reason for you to further delay. Delay is dangerous. Delay wastes time. Delay may cause you to miss the greatest opportunity for eternal life that God had waiting for you. Why, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 6:2, "Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." Friend, if you delay making a decision for Christ, then that will lead you directly into disaster. You must accept it while the Holy Spirit is tugging at your heart. Putting it off makes your heart harder, and you are less apt to ever be saved. Excuses are not the answer either. Offer a young boy a new football. Will he say, "I'm not good enough"? No, indeed, he'll grab it excitedly. Or if you present a girl with a beautiful new doll, will she say, wait, don't hand it to me, let me work for it first"? No, she'll grab that doll with great joy and anticipation. The wonderful gift is presented. Offer a tramp a bowl of warm soup, and he'll say, "Nah, wait till it cools down and gets cold. I don't want it now, wait till later." No, you say, "Doc, that's absolute stupidity." And that's why God warns that he will not always strive with man. The offer is now, but there is no guarantee for later. You need to heed and accept what God purchased on Calvary for you and for me. And then we need to think about, to whom is the gift given? Sometimes folks will say, do you really think that God gave his Son for me? If I had been the only one on this earth, would he have given him his Son for me? Yes. The Bible tells us to whom the gift was given, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe in his name. John 1:12. And in Romans it says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Or the beautiful John 3:16, "God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." What about these wonderful promises? Aren't they great? Here's another one. "He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life." But "he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. John 3:36. Oh, that's a happy verse to begin with, and a tearful, deadly verse to have to read to end. Dear believer, why would you wait any longer to accept the great gift that God has for you, when right now you can bow your head, believe, receive, call on the Lord Jesus, trust Him as your Savior. He holds the gift in His hand to give to you the moment you ask. Oh, please don't wait any longer, but receive this gift of all gifts for your very, very own. You see, Jesus stands at your heart's door today. He stands there with His blood to cleanse you from sin. He stands there with His love to heal your aching heart. He pauses there with His pardon to make you pure before God. He offers His grace to help you stand true, and He presents you with His life to enjoy eternally. Isn't that an amazing, wonderful gift? I want to say that again if I can get it out of my mouth. His blood to cleanse you from sin. His love to heal your aching heart. His pardon to make you pure before God. His grace to help you stand true, and His life that you can enjoy for time and eternity. Oh, listen, isn't that a wonderful gift? And it can be yours. And if you're already a born-again Christian, then you can rejoice in any time that you open your book and see what God has given for you. And don't never allow the true meaning of the birth of Christ to be eclipsed by lights and ribbons like many of you did last Christmas. Take time to be in church and all the services, no matter what time of the year. Raise your voice in songs and testimony. Share the meaning of not only Christmas, but every Sunday when we gather together to praise God for the gift that we've accepted from the hands of the Savior. Friend, in your devotions, I urge you to stop and ponder, and with a broken heart come to the Father, and no longer let sin separate you from the wonderful provisions of God. Oh, the Son wants you to have so much. How thankful you ought to be. You now can be in the family of the King of Kings. You can sing a song that not even angels can sing about redemption, about salvation, about being born again. For angels never knew the joy that our salvation brings. Beautiful old hymn line. We've been redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, His child and forever I am. Oh, how wonderful to know that this is not something you get by religion. This is not something you pull down somehow with the good things that you try to do in your life. But this wonderful gift is offered to one and all who will put your faith and your trust and your dependence in the Lord Jesus as your own wonderful, precious Savior. Oh, I hope you'll remember He's there for you. His blood to cleanse from sin, His love to heal your aching heart, His pardon to make you pure before God, His grace to help you stand true, and His life to enjoy eternally. What a gift. Why not reach out your hand and take it? Our Father, we thank You for this broadcasting opportunity on this great worldwide station. And I pray, Lord, that Thou will take the word today, the simple gospel message. It isn't hard to become a Christian. Oh, no, the work was all done by the Son of God. Help someone today, Lord, to put their faith and their trust in the Lord Jesus and write the station about it and tell them after this broadcast they bowed their head and were born again into the family of God and received from God the wonderful gift of eternal life. Thank You, Lord. To as many as receive Him, to them He gives the gift of life eternal. We thank You for that wonderful truth and wonderful gift. In Jesus' name, amen.